a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me right now to chat about the brand new release, hot off the press, Mel Parsons. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Candace?
I am grand, thank you. And now your new single is out today, has a new music video. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Circling the City, and it's the third single from this new record that's coming out in June next month. And it's just cool to have it out, really. It's one of those songs that's been kicking around for a while, so it's nice to be able to share it.
Yay. And when you say it's been kicking around for a while, like, what kind of timelines are we talking about?
Well, I mean, don't know, we're down to a date, but I mean, songs are funny for me. Like, they often percolate for a while before they kind of turn into song form. You know, something will be floating around in my head. So I don't know, at least a few years, at least a few years for this one. Yeah.
When it comes to sort of thinking of new tracks, how do you go about separating the ideas that are just sort of thoughts in your brain or the ones that you want to put into a song?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, I have to be really disciplined. Like, anytime I have an idea that I think is remotely good, or even if I don't think it's good, actually, I just record voice memos on my phone, probably like a lot of artists. And then you have to go through quite a kind of rigid editing process where you just go through and go, that shit, great, okay, there's a little bit of a seed of something that I like, and then you kind of have to just follow those ones. And yeah, and I think if you know that it's, you get, I think once you've been doing it for a while, you get a little feeling where you're like, yeah, I think there's something in there, and so you have to follow it, but you've got to really stay on it. I think that's the hard bit, is just being disciplined enough to stay on your good ideas. Yeah. Or what feels like a good idea. Yes. And, you know, sometimes you get down the track and you're like, oh no, that was actually a shit idea, so I'll keep going, you know, try something else. But you've got to, yeah, you sort of got to have a bit of a process with it.
In contrast, do you ever find little gold nuggets in your voice memos that you initially dismissed?
Yes, definitely. But I think the hard thing is that when you have lots of ideas, the voice memo bloody folder gets so massive, and so you have to, you know, sometimes they just disappear because there's sort of, you know, a couple of thousand ideas down, and you're like, oh well, that idea's gone forever. But yeah,
it's a blessing.
A blessing. I know, that's the thing. I mean, bring back the days where your only option was, you know, just a piece of paper and a pen. But it's good. It's helpful. It's helpful to be able to have the you know, like a lyric reference, but also, you know, obviously you can just sing something straight into your phone, which is pretty handy.
For sure. Back in my day, everybody had to write down their songs. You don't even know how it was.
Yeah.
Get them down, Mel. Get them down.
Too right.
Hit them where it hurts. And hey, speaking of hitting them where it hurts, your brand new single, Circling the City, whew. What a lyrically beautiful track. What was the inspiration behind this one?
This one is funny. It actually, my songs are often not particularly literal, but this song, the seed of the idea anyway, was a very literal thing. I was packing out from a show one night, and the tour van, the battery was flat. So middle of the night, the tour van's flat, and you know, you call the AA, and then the AA are like, oh yeah, we, you know, it would be a couple of hours before we get there. So I went back to my hotel and went to sleep, and then got woken up at like 2 a.m. by the AA going, okay, you know, come and we'll sort your car out. And then they were like, okay, now you've just got to drive this around for an hour to charge up the battery. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, what?
Not cool.
Anyway, like, totally not cool. I was like, I don't think you realize how tired I am. Anyway, so the actual seed of the song, like the first line, is literally circling the city in the middle of the night. So it's very literal where the song came from. But then I guess, the poetic stuff kind of comes in after that. So it's, you know, funny. Sometimes songs, you know, are completely metaphorical, and other times they, you know, they'll start off with something like that actually, you know, happened. So yeah,
I think the combination of the two is really effective though.
Cool. really, thank you. Really effective. Yeah.
I think that it kind of, it sort of like puts you in your head, but also takes you out of it at the same time. Because I've definitely had the same situation where AA, they've come, they've like popped my hood, sparked up my battery and been like, you need to drive around for ages. And I'm like, firstly, petrol's expensive, AA.
Okay? Yeah.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Exactly. And think about the environment.
Yeah. You guys actually, we're not starting an AA slate campaign because I have a membership and I need them to help me out. But
I know. Me too.
I think the like literal and metaphorical implication of circling the city and particularly your own city, you know, the streets that you've driven time and time again, I think that it can feel really nostalgic, but also I think nostalgia can also solicit a sense of almost entrapment, you know, not feeling able to move forward. Was this also a kind of theme that you navigated when riding the track?
Yeah, I think so. And I think just the thing, like for me, I you know, I've done a lot of driving in my life and career, especially, I guess, as a touring artist. Mm. And I think I actually really enjoy driving and I find it really meditative and, you know, ideas come to me when I'm driving, but also it's kind of just like I think the idea of, you know, literally just driving around the city in circles is just kind of, like a metaphor for life sometimes, where you just feel like you're kind of, you know, you start going round and round in circles and, you know, with kind of essentially no way out. So I guess that's it's just that feeling of like, you know, hopefully relatable monotony of driving around with no, you know, no actual purpose. Yeah.
Really, really hitting it where it hurts this morning. Early 20s, okay. You know.
Solidarity. Yeah.
Woman in STEM, let's roll it. And alongside the single, you've also released a music video. It is haunting. It is beautiful. Tell us about the creation of it.
Well, the video is actually pretty, it's pretty literal. Like it's, so the videographer and I, so I produced and directed this clip, but my good friend Adam Hogan at Law Films filmed and edited it, and we basically did that, drove around and around and around the city, like probably 80 times, like, gosh, what a terrible environmental impact to make this video. But I feel like we got it in the end, and I think I just really wanted to get across that the monotony and the kind of tiredness and the boredom, and that was kind of the idea. We didn't want anything flashy, like we just used my crappy old Toyota, and you know, I didn't clean it, the windscreen's all dirty, it's just like a normal it's just a very normal experience, you know, like I didn't want some funky looking, you know, like a flash car, or I didn't want a vintage car. I just wanted the shitty old car that's got, you know, like KFC box in the back, you know, just like a normal kind of, a normal kind of thing. And that was kind of what I was trying to get across with the video. Like I ended up wearing what I was wearing that day in the video, you know, I don't have any makeup on. It's all just kind of just, hopefully that's what comes across, is just like a kind of normal monotonous window.
Oh, 100%, it totally does. And I think that it's also really refreshing to see, in contrast of like the glitz and glam and show of, you know, a lot of the mainstream media that we see these days, like everything is really processed. And I suppose when you're spending a lot of time in and around media, you can kind of forget what normal actually looks like, you know, get lost in the sauce.
Definitely.
A little bit.
100%. I think, agree. And it's like, I feel like the more real, for me, the more real I am, the more, I don't know, I feel like it just connects better, because I think it's just more relatable. And actually, when it boils down to it, I think that a lot of people don't really relate to glitz and glam, you know, in the way that we might have been led to believe, you know.
Yeah.
Like I feel like earlier in my career, I used to, you know, like I would, and not that I don't kind of make an effort the costumes and that kind of thing at certain points, but, you know, for shows or whatever, but I think I'm way less concerned about the glitz and the glam side of it. And I think particularly as well, my style of music, you know, like, it's, as a singer-songwriter, I think you're trying to, your main goal is just to convey, you know, feeling and emotion. And I don't think that, yeah, for me, I don't think that style is glitz and glam for sure.
Hey, Mel, you are a stunning songwriter. This brand new single, exquisite. This new music video, awesome. And a fantastic KFC ad at that. Of course, the single is part of your forthcoming album. It is called Sabotage. And word on the street, you're going on tour for it as well.
Yeah, I am. Initially, now don't hate me, but initially we're just doing Auckland Wellie Christchurch, but just very quietly on the side. This hasn't been announced, but I'm going to do a run later in the year, which will bring in your fine city. So I will be down later in the year. I promise.
Hey, we're going to hold you to that. We are going to hold
Amazing.
You to that. Chucking posters awesome. All around Dunedin. Bring Mel Parsons to Dunedin.
Yes, absolutely. You can join the team.
Mel Parsons for mayor. Hey, thank you so much for your time this morning. Happy release day. I hope that you soak in all of the glory. No doubt you're going to have a great, great day ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been lovely to chat.
Love your work. That was Mel Parsons on her brand new single. I'm playing it here for you right now in case you're wondering what it sounds like. This track, it's called Circling the City. 10 to 10. Keep it locked here on the one.
Circling the city in the middle of the night. Wheels on the road too tired to fight about it. So many places I can't go. No road to home, no road to home. And I'm always so tired.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.